Good morning, everybody. So, Ravi of Baloscha says an aliyah dedicated almost exclusively to the institution of Pesach Sheni. And every year we like to mention this. The Rashi is so focused on this. V'chi agor yitcham ger v'asa Pesach l'Hashem mentions the famous Mechilta, both in Parshas Bo as well as here in Parshas Baloscha. And the Havamina that the ger has to bring a carbon Pesach as part of his joining up with Klal Yisrael, that it's definitional to becoming a member of Klal Yisrael, and the maskana, as we like to note, isn't a repudiation of that basic idea, but that it's kager ka ezrach v'chi agor yitcham ger v'asa pesach l'Hashem. You know that it really is as it was for the original members of Klal Yisrael. The Korban Pesach was what separated them from the Mitzrim. Heinis bachas tovas v'tzrim leinam lo yiskalunu. But if you really want to be, you know, part of Klal Yisrael, you have to do it ka'ezrach bi'arba'as or yom bi'arba'im yasuo so b'mo'ado. That's a point that is very, very consequential. The Sforno, relating to the issue which is raised by Rashi and the Ramban, of ein muktam u'muchar b'Torah, the Ramban has to concede the point here to Rashi because there's no way around it. Right? The Sefer begins be'achad l'chodesh hashani b'ashana hashani, so now we're, of course, b'chodesh harishon. And this Sforno is of the view of the Ramban that there has to be a good reason for it. And he develops a fascinating thesis. He says that really the way the Torah organized Sefer Bamidbar is Nosim Anachnu, Al-Makom Asher Amar Hashem, Oso Etein Lachem, L'chaitavnu V'heitavnu Lach, Ki Hashem Diber Tov Al Yisrael. The momentum in Parshas Baloscha is towards the direction of Eretz Yisrael. And the way that the Sefer is organized is based on the Zechuyos. So Parshas Baloscha has three of the major Zechuyos in order, which are the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Nesiyim, and then Tara Salavim, and the Zerizos that Klal Yisrael, even though they were kind of being displaced, demonstrated in that mitzvah, and then finally Pesach Sheni. But what superseded all of that and was therefore front-loaded, even though it came chronologically afterwards, was the Chanaya and the Nesiya, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, despite the enormous difficulty associated with packing everything up. Anybody who's moved, you know, knows, and again, this isn't to be entitled or privileged, but moving is really a tirchas. So to do so on a constant basis, yom, o yomayim, o chodesh, o yamim, you know, whatever it is, this one talks about this a lot later on, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, that was the greatest zechus of all, lechtech acharai bamidbar. And if you think about it, and this is really the point that I'd like to make, is that the other three were one-time events, the Chanukah Samizbeach, all right, Nasiyah Echad Layom, the Pesach Sheni was very impressive, Anashim Asher Hayu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam, the Tara Salavim. But what's really extraordinary was the fact that Klal Yisrael has made it the greatest zechus of all, day in, day out, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, that's a much greater zechus. It's a qualitative, it's not a quantitatively greater, that's a qualitatively greater zechus, because things that happen once is dramatic and significant, and they really are significant, but as they are, right, that doesn't, you know, equate to something which is habitual, because that to me, the Kesidron makes it surpass any of the other zechuyos, and hence that, you know, should be front-loaded into, you know, Parshas Bamidbar, Bachodesh HaShani, Bashana HaShani, let's say, Sam Eretz Yitzrayim, Lemor.